welcome to a special episode of What Really Matters. As we all know, the consciousness of sustainability is increasing in our society. And this is why we want to talk to you about this topic and create a certain awareness on that matter.
Did you know that the global emissions from textile production are higher than those from flying and shipping? This is due to the fact that synthetic fibers are produced from oil. One polyester shirt, for example, has a 5.5 kilogram carbon footprint. Fast fashion is a huge problem arising in our globalized, restless world. We tend to buy new clothes more often than we need to, always waiting for the latest collection of the season.
But Laura, did you hear of the term upcycling as one possibility to try to avoid this ongoing issue? Upcycling means using old, discarded or vintage pieces of clothing and transforming them into something which is better than its original by design and value additions. I have a friend who's currently making a stand and trying to prevent this development, and gladly she has found the time to join us here today to tell us about her project, Humans for Up, where she combines the concept of fair fashion with an innovative humanitarian work aspect.
Welcome, Melissa. Thank you for being here with us. I think we're directly jumping in, right? Me and our listeners would love to hear your story. What's your concept and who are you working with?
Hello, guys, and thank you for inviting me. Humans for Up is a fashion project which combines sustainability and humanity. We created an upcycling collection out of donated clothes and redesigned them. Emir, the fashion designer, and me are the main founders. The two sewing machines are run by our two tailors, Shola and Magvash, who are refugees from Iran and Iraq.
That's cool. And what was your motivation to create Humans for Up? Or how did you come up with that?
Sustainability has become more important for our world, and also the people we worked with become an option to do what they love and to earn a fair salary for it.
And what about the future? Do you guys plan on doing another collection?
We launched our first collection last year, and of course we are focusing on a new collection this year. This is also a concept of slow fashion.
I saw that even the news channel WDR has reported on Humans for Up. How does that make you feel?
Of course, proud. The more people know about the project, the more it's been spread.
That's so great to hear. Any final thoughts or wishes for the future to share with our listeners?
Think before you buy, even for your clothes.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, Melissa. We really appreciate it. As we have heard, there are alternatives to fast fashion we should all know of, with even a social facet to them. I have an idea. How about we all find a secondhand store in the city we live in and give it a try every once in a while? Or find a retailer who sells fair fashion? There are so many possibilities.
That's a good idea, Laura. Like Melissa said, it's important that we demand to know more about the brands that we buy from, the products that we buy, and the circumstances under which they are made. Only with access to this kind of information, we will be able to choose more sustainable products that meet our personal values and by doing so, reward the brands that create them. And it's us, the young people, who are shaping the future of sustainable fashion.
By the way, can we find your project anywhere on social media?
Yes, it's on our homepage and, of course, on Facebook and Instagram.
We will, of course, tag you the links in our description box. And if you have too many clothes and think of donating them, just get in touch with Melissa and Emir. All right, that was it for today. Thank you, Melissa, and also thank you guys for listening. And tune in next week for another episode of What Really Matters.